He has given all for us. Has he not? You know, and when the storms of life come, if we've pitched it within and without, our hearts may be, our lives may be torn, but still, the Lord will hold us fast. You know, there's that upper window that was in the ark. I can only say this, that the upper window was not so we could look down, but so to remind us to look up, because that is where our Savior is. He has gone on before us. There's one other portion in Revelation chapter 21. There may be many tears shed for the pain and the sorrow that the Lord's people go through down here. But how much did our Lord Jesus go through for us upon Calvary's cross? How much did he go through for you? How much did he go through for me? In Revelation 21, I won't read the whole thing, but in verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne saith, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. We were hearing this morning about how faithful God was. We may go through a lot down here for God's glory. It's so nice to be here with a few of the Lord's people, with open Bibles on our lap. But like was said before, there's people being persecuted for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because they put him first, it's traveling into this land. But it's seen prominently over in Southeast Asia. But here where we have the Bible in our hands, we open it daily. Are we afraid to open it that we may lose time, that we have to get on the computer before it's too late to get our email to look up something? The Lord's glory, may it be before us, may it be before our hearts. May we walk in his word to bring glory and honor to his name. Because our Lord Jesus has done a mighty work. He has died in those 3 hours of darkness for our sins. In the debt that he paid, in those 3 hours of darkness, no one can ever, ever take the place of what our Savior did for us. And for those that are here without Christ, the Lord Jesus spent 3 hours on the cross dying for your sins. And if you reject him, for the Christ rejecter, you will spend an eternity in hell paying for your sins, but will never be done paying for them. But Christ, in 3 hours on the cross, paid for all your sins. And by believing, you are free. And you know, by putting your faith and trust in Him, you can find life. And for those that have life, let us open the Word of God. For in it we will find encouragement from beginning to end. May our feet abide in His Word, that whatever comes our pathway, along our pathway, whether it be storm or sunshine, we will have our ark pitched within and without, and an encouragement to the saints that are going through trials. There will be coming a day when the Lord Jesus comes to take us home, when He shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. That will be a day when we shall see Him face to face. One hymn writer has said, "Eternity will be too short to utter all His praises." But it's got to be embarrassed to get out the Word of God, even in front of our own young person, own friend. For in it we shall find life, and that more abundantly. Praise be to God. Amen.